Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. On Route 51, it's another one of our special music shows as we welcome to our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, direct from Egypt, Woust El Balad, one of the most popular bands in their homeland, a group that includes both Christian and Muslim members, and that mixes contemporary Western rock and jazz influences with traditional and even ancient Arabic and Egyptian folk melodies and instruments. They're here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios with acoustic instruments to perform for a live in-studio jam, and they will appear this evening in just a couple of hours at 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Theater in Wausau. The group Woust El Balad was formed in 1999 by its two founding members, Henny Adel, guitarist and also oud player Ahmed Omrod, on the streets of Cairo, Egypt. They have since been joined by six other talented musicians, each with his own distinct background. Success did not come instantly or easily for the band, but after many years of hard work, Woust El Balad has become a regular performer at galleries, cultural centers, concert halls, and special events. The group has produced an album and a music video, and they are now on an American tour that has taken them to Wausau, Wisconsin. It's part of the Arts Midwest World Fest Tour, which is touring nine Midwest states. And today, for the first half of the program, we're joined by guitarist Henny Adel, oud player Ahmed Omrod, and guitarist Asad Gohar. Now, because of the special nature of this program, we will not be taking calls from listeners for the next hour. And remember, if you like what you hear, you can experience Woust El Balad live in concert in just a couple of hours at 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us on Route 51.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Is this your first American tour?
Yes.
What are your what made you decide to come to Wausau and the Grand Theater and to join this Arts Midwest World Fest tour? How did all of that come about?
It came before 9 months ago. They came to Egypt, people from Arts Midwest, and then they started to contact us through the American Embassy. We made a lot of concerts with the American Embassy in Egypt, and they chose us to come in tour to in America, and it was a pleasure.
So where have you been so far?
We go to Chicago. We go to Chicago Music Festival. There was a lot of Egyptians up there, and now we are here in Wausau. We hope we're going to complete it in a good way.
So you toured Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. It's quite a city, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big city, but it's more effective for us, to our souls, because the spaces and the green spaces and how kind the people are. They have time always to talk and to talk with you about yourself and themselves.
When you're in a city of 8 million people, it's hard to get that one-on-one interaction. So what are your impressions of Wausau, Wisconsin?
As Henny says, that easily you can socialize to people, and I think the nature and the energy of the town is quite positive to us and bringing really high musical spirits.
Henny, what's your impression?
My impression, it's just like I love these places that we go, and the people in the schools today, they surprise me, because our music, they like it very much. We didn't expect that. They start to follow us, they clap their hands, and they start to learn Arabic, and this is the message.
That you're touring the high schools in the Wausau area, right? Wausau, yes, West, Wausau East, and Newman?
A lot of schools, not only high schools. And that's what is the goal from this, that they know Because the media sometimes they introduce you to the people from other countries in a certain way that you that they want, but mm-hmm. when you see them yourself and you talk to them, you discover different things, totally different from what you see on TV.
And Assad, what are your impressions?
Oh, I like Abel. That's very comfort for me. I don't know. That's, you can make music to compose many things. It's, I feel better here.
Your sound, the band sound, tell us about that, the interplay of the different musicians and the different instruments you play. Henny, why don't you take that one?
What?
The sound, the band sound. How would you characterize that if you had to put it into words?
I will tell you. Wust al-Balad, it means downtown in English. And downtown in Egypt, it's like the heart of Egypt. It have a lot of kinds of people from everywhere, all nationalities. All they are sitting together in the Oriental cafes. They are all talk together. They all go out together. And that mix was we meant to be in this place.
Mm-hmm.
We met in this place. And we start to make our rehearsals on the in those cafes and on the streets. So each one of us have a different knowledge in music. Assad, he loves flamenco and Spanish guitar. Omran, he studied in the Arab Academy of Music in Egypt. And Adham, he takes his voice and his Oriental singing from his grandmother, and Mizo from his grandfather from Nubia. Omar, the bass player, he's half Egyptian, half Eritrean. And I forgot somebody. Forgot anyone? Bob, who's trying to make a combination by a mm-hmm. Spanish box and snare drum to make a new sound from drums. And me, I was listening to Al Jarreau, Bobby McFerrin, this kind of music, and start to put this kind of singing of yeah. skating in Oriental. So
it's really
world music. Yes.
You're mixing so many different influences together, from flamenco to modern jazz and pop and rock sounds, and the ancient and traditional Arabic and Egyptian sounds. I'm wondering, who best could tell me about that?
I think that would be Omran.
Omran?
There is a university in Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
You can, this is for just teaching traditional music. And the maqams is like European scales, but maqams is traditional European scales in Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Arab countries, so the it's totally hard for us to mix the Arabic music with the blues and jazz and flamenco, because of the combination of notes is not really
the scales aren't the same, correct?
Yeah, exactly, and not easy to structure it and to build it up. So it takes a little bit time with us to reach for that. It's like we rehearsal a lot and
mm-hmm.
just trying to find how we can mix that, and it comes naturally day after day.
Let's hear one of your pieces that really showcases some of the vocal harmonies. Wust al-Balad.
لكن انت ازاي في لحظة خطفت قلبي قولي ليه علشان عرفت اسرار مشاعر ده قلبه مادد ايديه من زمان عايش بعقلي وقلبي رافض فتح بابه سبب مخاوفه كان اللي شايفه من الحب ومن صحابه لكن انت ازاي في لحظة خطفت قلبي قولي ليه علشان عرفت اسرار مشاعر ده قلبه مادد ايديه قرب ايدك هادي ايدك نرقص رقصة اسمع منك تحكى مني احساسي سافر منتهى قرب ايدك
for those of us who don't understand Arabic, what are you singing on this piece?
I'm singing like Arabili. It's called "Come to Me, Come Near to Me." He's singing to his girlfriend to tell her to dance. He asked her to dance with him. Come near to me and start dancing. And forget about everything, anything else.
It's a theme that appears in music, popular music, all around the world, and has done so for centuries.
Yes, but we try to make it in a different way. And by the way, the producer of this album is American. He called Darrell John Kennedy. He came to Egypt and he listened to our music and he introduced himself to us as a music producer. I mean, he was the music producer for this album.
And you've got a music video out as well, correct?
Yeah, it's for the same song.
You have both Christian and Muslim members in the band. Is that a challenge, given the historic and ongoing religious strife in the Middle East and in Egypt?
Like I told you, when we met face-to-face, now maybe you're going to know something new for you. It's very easy to have a group in Egypt with Christians and Muslims. It's very normal. Assad is Christian. We are Muslims. He is the only Christian in the band, but we never talk about it at all.
See, in America we have stereotypes. We have myths, and people don't understand what it's like over there, and that's why I'm bringing it out.
Yeah, so that's why I'm telling you. I cannot talk about that. Maybe Assad, because we laugh if when somebody tell us this.
Me, no comment anyway, because I never have a feeling, bad feeling for this. Never. I don't know, or like France, 20 years, 13 years together, friend.
And this isn't unusual in Egypt, correct? There's understanding between Muslims and Christians and people of different faiths?
You mean another people, there's a knowledgeable people, the people that they have knowledge and they go to college and understand how to make friends. And there is a difference from the very simple people that they take everything from the media. You understand me? And the politicians in Egypt, the
right.
Corruption before, who used this to make the people go away from each other, to corrupt the country. This is what they do. So when the Christian and Muslims came together in Tahrir Square, that was the big bang for them. It was the most strong thing happened in Egypt. They cannot face it. They was running away in the streets. They always use money. Economics, mm-hmm. And food and religion to make the people go away from each other. If you are afraid for your children, you're going to stay at home. If you're afraid for your money, you're going to stay home. If you're afraid for your religion, you're going to fight with your friend, so you're not going to be a one hand to face the corruption. So that's what they use. That's what they tell you in the media. We are all friends. Maybe some people they are, but there are very classic people, but there are a few. There are not so many.
You wrote a song about friendship between a Christian and a Muslim.
And
I'm going to play that now. Could you set that up for us? Tell us about the song and the theme that runs through it.
Okay, it's the song called Ammi Mina and Sheikh Amin. Ammi Mina is like Uncle Mina. And Sheikh Amin is the Sheikh, you know, Sheikh in the mosque who was mm-hmm. The prayer. And Ammi Mina is a Christian guy, and Sheikh Amin is a Muslim guy. He's working in the mosque, and he asked for Ammi Mina. Ammi Mina is the carpenter. He asked the Ammi Mina to build to him something inside the mosque to set and talk to the people through it, this thing. It's something inside the mosque. I don't know what, I can't name it in English. So Ammi Mina, he died, and mm-hmm. Sheikh Amin, he was very sad for him. Because we didn't take all the poetry, we take some of it, but at the end, Ammi Mina, Sheikh Amin, who's dying too because he felt so bad because he lost his best friend. And Ammi Mina and Amin, it's the same letters, but in a different way. If you opposite, it's Amina and Amin.
It's an anagram.
Yes, this is the same name, but.
But opposite.
Yeah.
Wust El Balad with a song and a story of friendship that crosses sectarian lines.
Mm-hmm. لسه فاكر عمي مينا عمي مينا بتاع زمان المقدس اللي كان بيفوت علينا بالأمان جيبه مليان بالحلاوة والبلح وعيونه مليا لكم حنان جيبه مليان بالحلاوة والبلح وعيونه مليا لكم حنان عمي مينا لسه فاكر عمي مينا عمي مينا بتاع زمان المقدس اللي كان بيفوت علينا بالأمان عمي مينا وشيخ أمين عمي مينا وشيخ أمين عمي مينا وشيخ أمين الله عليهم لما كانوا بيضحكوا على نكتة واحدة مش مهم مين يقولها المهم النكتة حلوة الله عليهم لما كانوا بيضحكوا على نكتة واحدة مش مهم مين يقولها المهم من نكتة حلوة واللي أجمل واللي أحلى ضحكة طالعة من روحين واللي أجمل واللي أحلى ضحكة طالعة زمان المقدس اللي كان بيفوت علينا بالأمان عمي مينا وشيخ أمين عمي مينا وشيخ أمين.
You just joined us. We're listening to the music of the group Wust El Balad, an Egyptian folk rock band that is touring the Midwest and performing tonight at 7:30 at the Grand Theater in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51. We'll have some live music from them in the second half of the show, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, working to build the local economy and strengthen the community by making local business everybody's business. Learn more about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
And we have the members of Wust El Balad with us live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. And that concert again is, in just a couple of hours, 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Gentlemen, you feature a traditional stringed instrument called the oud, something most Americans aren't familiar with. And from my reading, it's an ancient instrument descended from a common ancestor with the European lute. And I've also read that the first recorded picture of an oud was on a 5,000-year-old Mesopotamian cylinder, and the oud also pictured on ancient Egyptian reliefs and papyrus. I'm wondering if any of you can tell me some of the challenges of playing that instrument.
It's painted in the pharaonic temples, the oud. Mm-hmm. But the name, it was different. It was kithara. And kithara developed in day after day, and then became a guitara. Mm-hmm. And oud and saz, and so many different shapes of the same instrument.
And the oud has a short neck. It has no frets and 11 strings.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
How do you play a guitar with no frets? I mean, it would be difficult for me to imagine that. And that I think is part of what makes your sound so interesting.
I think a guitar is different. I mean, fretless guitar is something, and oud is something else because of the tune also, and the structure of the instrument is totally, completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you play and what you have as culture and what you reflect through the instrument is really important to explain about what you are going to say. And
you also incorporate flamenco influences.
That's right.
Assad, you're the flamenco guitarist?
Not flamenco exactly. It's gypsy. I like gypsy, but feel flamenco or this Spain Andalusian music.
I'm going to play a brief segment of a song which you performed that incorporates a Mexican folk dance called La Cucaracha. Here's the group Wust El Balan.
بس ليها كم سنة
Wust El Balad, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. Gentlemen, will you be back in a few minutes here and play some live music for us? And again, they're performing at the Grand Theater tonight. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back after this short break for news with some live music from Wust El Balad.
شفنا كتير مع بعضنا بس زي ما احنا شفنا انتم شفتم زينا شفنا ايه وسط البلد وعرفنا مين في وسط البلد شفنا ايه في وسط البلد وعرفنا مين
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
We're back on Route 51 with our special guest, the Egyptian folk rock band Wust El Balad, a group that includes both Christian and Muslim members and that mixes Western rock and jazz sounds with traditional and even ancient Arabic and Egyptian musical influences. They are now one of the most popular bands in their homeland of Egypt. I'm Glenn Moberg. Wust El Balad is on their first American tour, which has brought them this week to Wausau, Wisconsin. And a reminder that tonight at 7:30, you can see Wust El Balad at the Grand Theater in Wausau, and there are still seats available. The group is set up with their acoustic instruments in Studio B, and we are now set for some live music here at our Wisconsin Public Radio headquarters at the Center for Civic Engagement in Wausau. So please welcome guitarist Henny Adel, oud player Ahmed Omran, guitarist Asad Gohar, and vocalist Adham Alsed, also percussionist Mizo Sadik, five of the eight members of the Egyptian folk rock band Wust El Balad. And Henny, would you tell me, please, what the group is going to start off with?
With a song called Mungowa Al-Qahira. It means from inside Cairo, from inside the heart of Cairo. It talks about this mix of people and this history inside the streets of Cairo and old Cairo.
Wust El Balad, live on Wisconsin Public Radio.
قلبي اللي حبك كلمتين وينفرد حلم فضلوعي مرتين مرة ليك ومرة للقلب اللي حبك المنين سكنة وأسر بجيب عافية بمكدفين على شط باب البحر أو كلمتين على صدري شايل السيدة على كتف سيدنا الحسين على باب زويلة نبهي يا مشربي وتحدت حوالي حواري مليون ياسين مليون دهيه على باب زويلة نبتي يا مشربي وتحدت حوالي حواري مليون ياسين مليون دهيه حلم وحلم والكل بيداري من جوا جوا القاهرة والحد قلبي سكين سكنة واسر مركب عافية بجدفيه على شط باب البحر أول وتين على كتف شايل السيدة على صدر سيدنا الحسين
El Balad, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. Henny, what's next on the agenda?
Next song is called Rubabikia. And Rubabikia, it means antiques. There's a stores here, of course, a lot that have a lot of things, of old things for sale. If you have something at home, you don't need it. You put it in this store. So we had a lot of things in our country that we don't need it. We bought it in this store. From everywhere, politicians, people searching only for money, people don't make good education for students. All these people want to put it all in this store of antiques. It's Rubabikia.
Oust El Balad.
رباب بكيا ما تقولش لا مالكش حق يا عمي
تعال شيل وعبي اول حاجة هبع عاداتي ومبادئي عشان صفحات قديمة من الركنة غصب عني ربابك يا حاجات قديمة للبيع السلمة الغيظة صوت بقت سلمة تقالية عشان ينجح المنتج لازم منظر خليع وما تسأل الجمهور ايه رأيك هقول لك زي اصلي طقوس عادات وتقاليد فصول القديم صح والغلط جديد تعيين في التعليم والمنهج مش مفيد ويلوموا جيل ويقولوا جيل عنيد الضغط ابتدى يزيد لما الامر ابتدى يعيد فالام لازم تخيل ما بيبتدي شد ابتدي اشد وقت عشان ما ينفعش امد اتشد واتحطيت في اي شغله سد شد حيلك عداد العمر بيمر زي ما شفنا حلو وشفنا برضه مر والنتيجه عماله توقف ورق وتكون والخبر اللي يسعد ناس ناس تضر ربابك يا حاجات قديمة للبيع ربابك يا قلوب كتير بتضيع ربابك يا حاجات قديمة للبيع ربابك يا قلوب كتير بتضيع ربابك يا وكله بكيا وخلصت المواضيع من اللي بايع من اللي شاري مش مهم الكاشات هي الحكاية وده الأهم ربابك يا
Oust El Balad, the Egyptian folk rock band. They are live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios on this special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg. Henny, Adele, you've got one more selection for us. What are you going to end? What are you going to wrap up the acoustic portion with?
We're going to play a song called Aniqini. And Aniqini means in English, hold me. May you hold me. And it's going to be some blues. It's a blues song. So we're going to show you how to
well,
make it.
Well, I love the blues, so I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. عانقيني ثم ايه ثم تبي ثم ابا ثم حلو عليك ليه عانقيني 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 ثم ايه ثم تبي ثم ابا ثم حلو عليك ليه ثم قلبك ليه ما ردش ثم انا أصبح محدش ثم أصار ثم فتش ثم أعمى يعمل إيه ثم قلبك ليه مردش ثم أنا أصبح محدش ثم أصار ثم فتش ثم أعمى يعمل إيه ثم أقولك ساعديني ساعديني عانقيني 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 ثم إيه ثم تبي ثم أبى ثم حلو عنك ليه ثم هم كانوا هم ثم قالوا كلام كتير ثم فاهم ثم بزعل ثم انا اصلا كبير ثم هم كانوا هم ثم قالوا كلام كتير ثم فاهم ثم بزعل ثم انا اصلا كبير ثم أقولك ساعديني عانقيني 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 ثم إيه ثم تبي ثم أبى ثم حلو عليك ليه عانقيني 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 ثم ايه ثم تبي ثم ابى ثم حلو عنيك ليه.
That was just wonderful, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Guitarist Henny Adel. We also heard from oud player Ahmet Omran, guitarist Asad Gohar, and vocalist Adham Elsad, percussionist Mizo Sadik, five of the eight members of the Egyptian folk rock band Woust El Balad. They're on a tour called the Arts Midwest World Fest Tour. They're touring nine Midwest states, including Wisconsin, and they will be in Wausau, downtown Wausau, at the Grand Theater. Oh, in just about an hour and a half from now at 7:30 p.m., there are still seats available. I'm Glenn Moberg. We'll be back with the band after this short message. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, partnering with agricultural and commercial industries to invest in central Wisconsin's renewable energy future. More about the benefits of solar for business at northwindre.com.
We are back with members of the Egyptian folk rock band Woust El Balad. We just heard some acoustic live music in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg, and a reminder, the band is going to be performing tonight in about an hour and a half at the Grand Theater in Wausau, and there are still seats available. Henny, in the first segment of the program, we talked about the changes that are going on in the Middle East, and people here refer to it as the Arab Spring. How has that influenced you or influenced your sound? Have you made music that's been inspired by that?
Before the revolution, we was trying to finish our album in the studio, and this studio is just a street near from Tahrir Square.
Mm-hmm.
We start to think what we're going to do with this album. It was something happened, and then we wanted to change it. And then we put it into the internet for free for the people to download after the revolution. Before it was, there's some people that in government allowed you to sing things or not allowed you to sing these things.
There was censorship.
Yes, we did this. So we had some songs that they don't agree to make it before the revolution. But after the revolution, everybody now sings what he wants. And there's a lot of bands now in Egypt. There's more than 300 bands start to sing for Egypt and about the corruption and about that they want to build again our country in a good way to make it match the international and the big countries. Not only we don't want to be third world anymore. We don't want to be in that situation anymore. And we hope.
So you see many positive changes happening right
course,
now.
Of course, of course.
Omran, Assad, you agree?
Of course. At least we can explain about ourselves. We can tell what we want, and we can say no. We can say yes. Before it never happened, you know. Like we have nothing to say, and we have not the opportunity to explain about ourselves and what we need. Sometimes we are wrong. Sometimes we are right. But at the end of the day, we need to be listened, and that's it.
Now, you had an appearance in the Palestinian city of Ramallah in July. Tell us about that.
It was such a pleasure. It was an honor for us to be there. People there, it's like, you know, they're waiting for somebody to come from outside to share them their sadness, to share them the troubles that they have. Most of the youth there used to live in a very bad life. We got to be brave to go because...
Were you nervous about having your Egyptian passports stamped by the Israeli government?
Yes, of course. And we were thinking about...
We understand that you had an opportunity to tour the Israeli jails and see the Palestinians.
We didn't go to Israeli jails. We didn't enter... to Israel.
I read a newspaper account, so that was misinformed then.
Yeah, no, we just go to Ramallah, and the people from the families of the people in prison in Israeli prisons.
So you met with them?
Yes, they came to share with us what happened to them, and they share with us that the Israeli government treat them very bad there in the prisons, and they want sometimes to see their parents, and they can't. And sometimes the children go to make crimes, to go into jail to see his father for the first time in his life. And the daughters, they're asking for a very, very simple things. They're asking for education inside jail. They're asking for a good treatment. They're asking for food. They're asking for water. And nobody knows anything about them. They cannot cross the borders to go even to see them.
You had a chance to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, is that
correct?
Yes,
they asked for meeting us before we go by some hours. We have to run to go to the airport, but he insists to meet us.
You know, what do you think the solution of all of this is, if there's any solution? This is something that's certainly in the news right now with the General Assembly of the United Nations considering Palestinian statehood, the president being put in a political jam right now. And is there any hope for reconciliation and bringing the sides together? And as people who've tried to bring other people together with music, is there a way of doing that somehow through culture and arts?
I think everybody have to be equal. The right to live in peace is really, that's what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that we were living in harmony and peace with everybody in Egypt. There is Jews in Egypt, there is a Christian, there is a Muslim. They were living all together.
And somehow we have to find a way of bringing people together across the world.
Yes, but in this Palestinian issue, I think the only people who can decide what's going to good for them or not, it's going to be the Palestinian people. They have to decide it's them land, and they have to decide if they want to share it or not. They have to do that. They have to get it's a simple right to decide what they want to live with or not.
What's next for Oust El Balad?
I don't know. We're thinking about giving the Egyptian music a chance to be international. That's what we are trying to do. And the lyrics, the Egyptian lyrics, that if you come here, if you take just one word from each song, it's going to be a success for us. So we hope that we're going to change a little bit in the mind of the people, of the youth all around the world about Arabs youth.
You're doing that on this tour. Your music is wonderful, and the message behind it is wonderful too. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We want to thank today's guests, guitarist Henny Adel, oud player Ahmed Omran, guitarist Asad Gohar, vocalist Adham Alsed, and percussionist Mizo Sadik. Five of the eight members of the Egyptian folk rock band Wous El Balad. A reminder that they're appearing in just an hour and a half at 7:30 p.m. at the Grand Theater in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer. Thanks to Wous El Balad for the pre-recorded and live music tracks on this program. And thank you for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town. Thank you.